Hello, welcome to Raw Japan episode 63. My name is Brandon Chin and I'm broadcasting from Itoshima, Fukuoka. And today we're going to be talking about sense of place in Japan. And what do I mean by that? What I mean specifically is the way Japanese people see themselves when they are in public spaces. There's something called omoyari in Japanese, which basically means thoughtfulness. And I think a lot of Japanese people really go out of their way to make sure that they're not offending anybody, disturbing others, or in general, causing commotion to disturb the harmony. And there's been a lot of talk about it recently, about, you know, how we Japanese people need to be a little bit more assertive and constantly caring about how other people perceive you can lead you into being completely submissive and not going after what you want to pursue. And so it's changing in recent years in Japan. I just came back from an event actually where, you know, this guy that went to New Zealand and is now touring Japan nationally to speak about his experience there and how using your one life, because that's what we know we have, to pursue the things you want is worthwhile and something that you should do. And so this type of, there's a shift with the new generation coming in that is, you know, overall encouraging people to go after what they want to do. And so this concern with people around you and how your place or how you behave affects others is becoming less important. But that doesn't mean people are becoming rude, right? So for example, my friend Frank and his wife Machi, they are professional dancers. They just moved here to Itoshima and they are starting a dance company, or have begun a dance company, where they run or planning on running some regular events where people can come in and really experience what dance is. And at its core, listening to how they speak about it, it's anything, any type of movement is basically dance, right? And they have come to Itoshima to basically spread this message so that people can understand that you don't have to really go out of your way to learn how to dance, to love dance. You can just dance, and enjoy the benefits of moving your body. And today they had a, they had an event in Fukuoka City, where they were hosting their company's called Pure Joy of Dance, and they were hosting an event where they basically showcase some of their students' work as well as workshopping, where they build dance routines from the bottom. And at this particular event, they had seats arranged for the audience to come and sit down and watch. And you could see the Japanese people that came in would gravitate towards the extremes. They would sit on the all the way to the right, take up the chairs all the way to the right, or all the way to the left. Nobody went straight for the center. And only until both sides were completely full did they start to move towards the center and occupy the seats. And I think this demonstrates, like Frank was telling me, it demonstrates something very vital at the Japanese, in the Japanese psyche, is that you don't want to disturb others. And so sitting in the center, first of all, it could seem very selfish, and also it might be blocking other people's journey towards their seat. So you might be blocking the path in some way, right? Even though you're not truly blocking into one seat, in some ways that's how I think Japanese people see it, is that you have to make room for the other people and being concerned about how things flow is good for the entire group. And I think that's how mostly collectivist societies think, is that whatever is to be done should be done for the benefit of the group. And the Japanese sense of place is highly determined by that way of thinking. Is, am I going to be messing anybody or messing anybody's life up by making this action? And like I said, it's changing with the new generation, where people are choosing their life, choosing what they want to do, and taking opportunities that they might have not done before, when you were supposed to just put your head down and do what you were told. But now I think, yeah, it's becoming a better balance. So people still are polite and acknowledge that, yes, I should be concerned with not overly disturbing people's, disturbing the public space, because it's shared by everybody. But they're still allowing themselves to be what you could call selfish, to pursue what they want to do in their lives. And I think it's a better change, maybe because I'm Western, but it's allowing people to actually go after what makes them happy, rather than just always be concerned about their place in society and the world, and just following the status quo. So actually, I think sense of place, you know, when you say that you're trying to not disturb people by becoming invisible, basically, when you're in like a public space, for example, I think you can actually add more value to the space if you are seen, because people need to know what you offer. If you're just, you know, going to the outskirts to hide, I think you're actually taking away from the space, because it's like opportunity cost. Because it could be so much better if you join the space and contribute and be present, so that you can make new connections and create something new. But you are basically hiding. And like that event I went to today about New Zealand, the guy was like, okay, any questions? And no one. It's always the same. Every event I go to, it's like no one wants to break the harmony. That they don't want to change the air. Like, maybe my question is going to offend somebody, and or maybe it's not going to be helpful to anybody, but it's your question. And you know, people have questions when they're curious, but you can see it. They're just pressing it down. And it's definitely cultural and learned behavior, but towards the end, the hosts basically warmed them up by asking his own questions, and then people became comfortable enough to ask. But I think in the West, you'll see people like with no concern of people around them, and just pop, raise their hand and ask whatever it is they want to ask. I think that's also the other end of the spectrum. That can also be bad, when you're just completely self-centered and have no awareness of anybody else around you. That's also, that's not helpful. So there is obviously, with anything, there's a balance to be had, right? You, while being aware of people around you and being concerned about how this can help others, while also protecting your own curiosity and your own power to be an individual, is important. Because if you go to either side of the spectrum, you're just making things less helpful. I like to use that way. It's not bad, right? It's just less helpful. And it's a good lesson that I've learned since being in Japan, because people do, they spend a lot of energy to become invisible. It's basically invisible. I don't want to disturb you. Let me disappear. No, come here, be seen, add, and also learn to shut the fuck up. Sometimes you gotta add, and then sometimes you gotta be quiet and listen. So I think the US, America, has a lot of problems with that, right? It's just constantly output, 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 and not enough listening. And I think sometimes Japan can be too much listening. So you need both. Okay, that's it. Yep, that's the end of this episode. And if you, too, want to come to Japan and learn to not completely disturb the environment, but be aware of yourself and where you are, people around you, you can do that here in Itoshima with my guide experience, Raw Japan. If you'd like to learn more about that, you can go to /change, change. Watch the video there, and if you're interested, you can book a call, and we can talk about how I can make your trip here one worthwhile, so that you go back home a better version of yourself, because that's what travel's about. Or, if you don't plan on traveling to Japan, you can absorb some Japanese culture from your home with my novels and a community, a membership community. You can go to brandonchin.net/raw and type in your email address into that box so you can get my daily newsletter where I speak about my books and give you an opportunity to invest in the membership community where you can get answers to your questions about Japanese culture straight from the source. I'll be talking to some Japanese locals where I record some videos, and they're all based on your inquiries, what you want to know. So go to either one of those links if you want some more Japanese culture, and respect your space and respect yourself. That is the lesson. Today is November 11th, 7:15 p.m. Take care of yourself. I'm going to go gargle because this mucus is dripping all over the microphone, and it's not very healthy for anybody. Got to be aware of my space, even though I live alone. Got to be aware of the space. Good night. Oyasumi nasai.